You know what time it is. Well, at least my mother does. It's party time, Mom. Welcome to another episode of the Chad Prather Show. Hi, Natalie.
Hi.
How are you today?
I feel horned.
Lovely Tuesday. Well, you got to stay horned.
I'm horned up.
Are you?
Yeah.
Anything in particular? Just the wind blew, the sun came up, stars were out last night.
It's raining
somewhere on the planet.
Dresses do it.
Well, I saw you walking across the parking lot, and you almost had a Marilyn Monroe moment when the wind gust popped off.
You're welcome.
Party foul Steve popped off. It was fun. What? Don't look at me like that.
Didn't even see her walk in.
You didn't?
Nope.
He hadn't seen a lot of anything.
I'm oblivious to most things.
Steve's oblivious. Steve, let me ask you.
I
complimented her on her dress today.
Yeah, he said that his grandmother has one just like it.
Steve, do you know what Google alerts are?
Google alerts?
No. Yeah. So Google alerts, I get emails every day that tell me if my name shows up in media anywhere. Anywhere. Like if someone's talking about me somewhere, you just go to Google alerts, and you sign up, and you put your name in there.
Okay.
I guarantee you this episode will not end before Party Foul Steve has signed up on Google alerts. Now that he knows.
Oh, do it.
He will put his name in
there. I'm going to.
See, that, Natalie, he pays attention to.
Yeah.
That he pays attention to. You'll be surprised how much you show up.
Really?
It's interesting. Steve Helms is trying to restrain himself from doing the exact same thing.
He's talking about I'm restraining from not commenting on this right now.
Of course, Josh Jennings is in the house. Melody Villard, welcome, Melody.
Yay!
Yeah, Melody's a long-time, old-time friend. We got to know each other. How long? How many years have it been now? Five. You, Craig Colorado. The funny thing, Melody, one of her claims to fame, other than just being an amazing human being and basically running the town of Craig, Colorado, I don't know if I could say that, but I think you do. We drink a lot of alcohol together. We have. She's had me at many, many events there in Colorado. We've had a lot of fun. You've been to what, 15 shows? I mean, you've probably been to a dozen.
At least
a dozen different ones that they've come to of our shows, which will be in Tempe, Arizona this weekend. So get your tickets and come hang out with us. We'll kiss each other. We'll go ahead and make sure that you get the COVID. Then next week in Oklahoma City, we're going to be over there as well. But Melody and her husband, Albert, they have a sheep ranch. Large sheep ranch up there. We're going elk hunting, in fact, up there in November. They were on Dirty Jobs, Mike Rowe. And they were showing Mike how to bite the testicles off of the little lambs.
It sounds terrible when you say the little lambs.
The little lambs. Bite their nuts off.
That isn't the part that sounded terrible to me.
But if people are like, oh my God, call PETA. But you'd be surprised. I mean, that is a way of doing it. You know, it's just bite them off. And
Natalie, you know.
It's the problem, Natalie, is if you keep chewing. Right?
Right.
Oh.
Well, it's a texture thing. You know, it's great, but it's a texture.
So do you like calf fries?
I did not know what you were going to ask me. I did not know where that was going to go.
Where did you want it to go?
No, I don't.
Do you like calf fries, fried nuts? Like,
I don't know if I've ever had any.
Yeah. They're not good. I don't like them. Okay. Do you like
them? Why'd you look at me?
Y'all fry the sheep balls and eat them?
Being serious, yes, I think they're amazing.
You think they're good?
Okay. Do they taste like chicken or
Every year at the stock show, we would always go up in the tower there at Will Rogers, and that was like the big, everybody went up there and got calf fries.
Well, you fry anything, I'll probably eat it.
I mean, they have a big event in Oklahoma, isn't it? They're called the calf fry.
The calf fry.
Well, you go down to the Fort Worth Stockyards right now, go to Risky's, you can get calf fries. I used to know a guy that was, he'd drive a truck, he'd come out here on the weekends just to go out on the, he'd stop his truck on Fridays mid-route. So he could party in the stockyards all weekend. He'd go and risk. He's getting a big old plate of. That's all he'd eat.
Big old bowl of gravy?
Yeah.
I'm not a fan. And I'll eat most anything, but I'm just not a fan. And it's not because they're balls.
Yeah. Right?
I don't care about that.
Do they taste like seasoned curly fries?
No, they really don't. They kind of taste like balls.
They taste like any other kind of organ type thing.
Kind of a, they kind of got a little mush to them on the inside.
So.
Okay. Hey, let's talk about something. Your internet freedom, social media companies out there, they get to decide what content's suitable for the sensitive snowflakes. In fact, Candace, I just got censored from a Blaze Media post. You know, everybody's fact checking everything now. Oh my gosh. And they're always changing your words around and putting words in your mouth. And they're going to censor whatever they don't like or don't agree with. So you need to be the one who decides what you want to read, watch, put out there, not them. Well, here's one thing you can control. You can control their access to your data. And for that, I use ExpressVPN. Love it. It is simple. One button push and I'm protected. The problem with big tech companies is not only do they censor what you read, but they track what you do online. They track what you're searching for. Come on, fellas. The videos you watch. Oh, boy. And everything you click, they use this data to serve you ads, and they can match your activity to your offline identity using your device's unique IP address when in use. Now, you turn on ExpressVPN, you're going to fix that. The tech companies can't see your IP address at all. My identity's masked. It's anonymized by secure VPN server. Plus, ExpressVPN encrypts 100% of your data to protect you from hackers and internet bad guys that are out there. I mean, does it sound complicated to you? Don't let it, okay? It's not, I promise. ExpressVPN software takes just 1 minute to set up. You install it on your computer, on your phone. You tap one button, turn it on, and you're protected. So why give these tech companies a free license to know everything about you and then turn around and sell off your information? It's time to take back your privacy. Go to expressvpn.com/watchchad by visiting that special link. You're going to get an extra 3 months of ExpressVPN service for free, and I know you like to save money. So ExpressVPN.com/watchchad. Protect your data. Go there today. Be right back. Well, glory. The Puppet Master Mark, he's a perfectionist. He is at the helm driving this mothership of Studio 22 into the nether regions of, well, some crazy news today. And, of course, Candice, the queen of the Saudi Arabians. You just glow. You effervesce even from behind the mask. We need to put a mask on Herbert the Silent Deer, actually. If you could go around there and mask him up. It's not that I'm afraid he's going to catch anything. I'm afraid of what he's going to give us, right? Like death. I don't know if his death is contagious. Look at the Texas legend right there. You got your event coming up this weekend, right? Guitars and swim-up bars? Yeah, so maybe they'll let you go to Mexico. Yeah. Yeah. There you go, yeah.
Unmute your mic.
There you go. Yeah, you're going to Mexico, and your wife's going to be real pissed if you don't get to go.
She will be. She will be extremely pissed.
Yeah.
Where in Mexico?
We go to the Riviera Maya.
Yeah, okay.
Beautiful. Blame it on Mexico.
Love it.
El Dorado Seaside.
Y'all do that, what, twice a year?
We do that once a year. She and I we do Christmas every year.
Yeah, y'all are down there like 2 weeks or 10 days or something. Yeah. Christmas time.
It's our 10th year to do the music trip, though.
Must be nice, man.
Guitars and swim-up bars. Go with us. There's still time.
I'm going to be in Tempe, Arizona.
Woo!
Yeah, breathing all that good air. Mm-hmm. Apparently, that's a hotbed place, right? I don't know. I mean, it's all a hotbed.
I was going to say, I don't know where it is.
So here's my theory. And I got the numbers to back it up. When you see a spike in places like Texas, Arizona, California, New Mexico, they're border towns. I mean, they're border states, right? And you see the spike down at the border towns. That's what's happening in Texas. So, anyway, we'll talk about that a little bit. You know, get Greg Abbott, I've sensed that there's going to be more of a shutdown coming. That rumor's starting to spread. I called it yesterday. In fact, Governor Greg Abbott warns if spread of COVID-19 doesn't slow, the next step would have to be a lockdown. Texas continuing to break records for new coronavirus deaths and hospitalizations. Look, guys, let me just remind you, and I see this on social media all the time. I was just reading one during the break a second ago. People, your guts aren't melting out and coming from the orifices of your body, okay? This is like a flu-type disease or virus that you get it. The mortality rate is very low. This shutting things down over 1%, 1%, 1% freaking %. Now, am I belittling that? No, mm-hmm. I'm not. I'm just saying you guys didn't do this for the flu. You know, last year there were 1.5 million tuberculosis deaths. We didn't do anything about that.
Nobody's ever mentioned that.
We didn't think about it.
No.
We didn't know it was happening.
How many people died of cancer last year?
Right.
And, how many cigarettes got lit up today?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. But the world's gone crazy. Look, the Washington Redskins are no longer the Washington Redskins. Now they're the Elizabeth Warrens. It's insane, this world we're living in. You know, I just can't pull for a team called the Elizabeth Warrens. I didn't pull for her in the primary, and I'm not going to pull for a damn football team.
They're an NFC East.
Well, that's true.
So
that's true. Big rival of the Dallas Cowboys, which I'm sure that's racist, too. Texas Rangers, that's racist. Those are probably a bunch of white dudes. I had a guy on Twitter who jumped my ass because, again, they keep calling me a member of the death cult because I want everybody to die of COVID. You're welcome, America. but this guy, you know, I get these trolls. I don't know where they come from, but they pop up, right? And they'll just be there for a season, and they're just like on everything. They just get off on that, you know? Personally, I kind of think it's somebody I probably know who just, that's their thing. You know what I mean?
He's figured us out, Steve.
I know. That's what I was thinking.
Yeah. See, I knew about some Jedi mind trick I just played on him right there. But that's the whole thing. So I got this one guy. He's trolling pretty hard. And he was like, okay, well, tell us how many years you studied epidemiology. And I said, I didn't. I said, vet medicine. But, you know, I understand what coronavirus is and how long it's been around. But it's, you know, I know nothing virtually about this strain, this man-made strain. And he was like, well, when the dog scraped its ass across the carpet, we'll call you. And the guy's last name's Isaacson. I said, that reminds me, how is Mrs. Isaacson?
Wow, that's my kind of.
And he said, oh, you think that pisses me off or makes me angry, but knowing my wife the way I do, you know, that's really, I pity you. And I was like, I wasn't talking about your wife. Right. I was talking about your mom.
Mom. Yeah.
I love it, dude. I love it. My wife's like, you can't say those things and run for governor. I was like, horse shit. Yes, I can. Yes, I can. I ain't changing me. I'm telling you, Steve Helms.
You can't.
Everybody wants me to be different. I ain't going to be different. You don't like it.
You are different.
Shut it down. I'm the new normal, bitches. I'm the new normal, DC. I'm the new normal. These plaster-faced, leather-headed, paint-on-smile politicians.
That's right.
Look like rubber-faced Freddy Krueger. Can't smile unless their skin cracks. Can't have no fun.
Dog-faced pony soldiers.
What?
Dog-faced pony soldiers.
Yeah, lion dog-faced pony soldiers. Come on, Jack.
They have to wear socks.
It's terrible. You know they smell like polyester and mothballs, been hanging in a cedar closet.
Yeah, that is a good question, though. Will you wear socks if you're elected, sir?
It depends.
The only way he'll wear socks if we get a new sock sponsor.
This is my form.
He'd be wearing them all the time.
Amen. That's right. This has been my form of protest, okay? I got dressed the other day to go meet with some campaign management, and I can't say who. And I went over there, and I got dressed. And it felt good to get dressed. Like, I put on starch jeans. We do that in Texas. Put on my boots, had socks on, put on my sport coat. You know, I got some fly sport coats. I love my coats. Mm-hmm. And I was like, yeah, baby. I don't want to go to the house. I want to wear this. But this has kind of been my protest. First of all, I'm protesting Blaze TV. Let me tell you why. Because they have made me come in this infectious environment for the last 4 months. A lockdown that was supposed to last 15 days is now on day 121. Tank Candace, we have been here. Look, y'all trying to kill that girl over there. She got her mask on. Y'all are trying to exterminate her because she's a person of color. Mark, I don't know what's going on with Mark. I ain't heard him talk in a week.
I'm white, so I'm hanging in there okay.
So super white.
He's just listening now with all the rest of
exactly.
us whiteies.
So I don't know, man. If I become governor, I'll wear socks. I will be Texas, baby. I'll be Texas.
You look pretty today. You kind of got a shiny shirt on. And
yeah. Like, I found it in the floor of my dressing room. I didn't even know it was in there.
That's he'll have to wear that shirt if he doesn't become governor. He'll have to wear that on the tours. Yeah. Of the
that's pretty.
Whiskey. Place.
So, and in sad news, of course, the two Texas police officers were killed down in McAllen, Texas. Sunday. Was it Sunday or Saturday that happened? Edelmiro Garza and Ismael Chavez, you know, they came up. There was a domestic dispute. I think it was with the mother and the son, if I remember right. And they were ambushed. So the gunman, who's a 23-year-old kid, he hid behind the car when the officers arrived, and then he shot them, killed them. Then he killed himself. So, yeah, bad, bad deal. Mm-hmm. And so our heart goes out to those folks. I know that that rocked the city of McAllen. I've gotten a lot of messages about it. And, you know, I retweeted the governor's tweet about that, as well as had my own condolences on there, because, you know, when things like that happen, you got to, the politics go away. I mean, you don't play the politics. This is a real deal. That's why we've got those Defend the Police shirts that are out there. And, you know, I've got people who'll send me messages all the time. They're like, well, you know, I'm afraid to wear that, so I'm going to get shot. I'm like, if that's the world we live in. But I'm going to stand with the blue, man. I'm going to stand with police officers. Are there bad ones? Yeah, there's bad surgeons, too. You know, there's bad veterinarians. There's bad sheep ranchers. Josh Jennings doesn't know how to plug up his washing machine in downstairs.
Bad musicians.
There's some bad, real bad musicians. Well, I can testify to that. Steve Helms is a good musician. Yeah. Steve was over there jamming at the house the other day, and Party Foul's wife was like, damn, he's good. And I was like, why don't you slow your roll, Tony?
Yeah.
Why don't you maybe drinking put some ice in your britches?
Very uncomfortable.
Yeah.
It was
very
uncomfortable.
It's like, it's hard to play this guitar while you're sitting in my lap. But yeah, so anyway, one of the boys, Brandon, y'all know Brandon, he goes, I don't think Steve Helms likes me a lot. And I'm like, Steve's a dick. Nobody.
Steve don't like anybody.
Everyone.
Get in line, kid. Steve don't like anybody.
Like, son, you're not special. You're not special at all. But anyway, Steve, we're about to go back out on the road, man. Casper, Wyoming.
Yes.
You're going with us on that. And we got some players to be named later. We're putting together a pretty fun show.
It's going to be cool, man. I'm excited.
Chad Prather's American Heyday. I like it.
Hey.
It's not going to be a political show. It's not going to be that. It's going to be a celebration of what America's all about, music and laughs and stories and fun and a lot of talented people going with us on the road. We're going to kick that thing off. I think
there's,
in Casper.
There's a viral video going around of a guy in a Costco farting loudspeaker
on the phone, yeah.
And that kind of sums up our show, I think.
I love the lady that comes around with the cart around the thing as he's like.
Have you seen this, Natalie?
It's just right up my alley, though.
Oh yeah.
I mean, that is such a party foul thing to do.
I was actually in line behind him. It's just they weren't rolling camera anymore.
Come over there and grab the you know, attention all Costco shoppers, and he just goes.
That sums up our show, I think.
I think that sums up 2020.
I mean, it really does. I mean, that guy was just holding on to his beef like that, and like, boom, there it is, jerky sticks.
Oh,
boop.
Man.
Sometimes the methane's got to come out.
Right.
Sample this, Costco.
Right. And maybe other stuff came out, too.
Maybe the stinky.
Yep.
Ugh. Have you ever sharted?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Sorry.
This is going to be one of those shows, isn't it? Oh, eat your heart out, Joe Rogan. You suck as a podcaster. This is what we do. Oh, my gosh.
In fact, that's
why. Every time I come on here, I think it's going to be serious this time. We're going to actually have a good show. And then.
No. What do you mean you think we're going to have a good show, Jennings?
This is Jennings' last day on the set of Studio 22.
Welcome to Texas, Jennings. I hope your upstairs floods next.
That's one of the reasons why the Dallas Cowboy cheerleaders don't wear the little short white shorts anymore, because she sharted it on field.
No, right. I didn't do it there.
Oh.
Yeah, that leg kick could get awkward.
Right. If you got a stain, that's for sure.
So there was a black student at Texas A&M down at College Station, found racist notes put on his car. Guess what, guys? Put them there himself.
You know, I was gonna say what, he got a parking ticket?
That is not funny, Steve. I'm not laughing for real. Yeah, but he posted images on Twitter. Stop it, people. Stop doing this.
You think people would learn?
We are by and large not a racist country.
That's the same kid in high school that wrote himself love notes from his girlfriend that didn't exist.
This is just dumb. Stop trying to get attention with racism. Stop. People don't care what color your skin is. If they do, they're douchebags, and they're the minority.
That's right.
So quit worrying about it. Stop. People just want an excuse. They want an excuse to be able to bitch about life. That's what they want. right? They need something. And so why am I oppressed? Why am I not successful? Why is this not happening? Well, first of all, you're a student at Texas A&M, which is one of the greatest universities in the nation. But beside the point, I mean, that's pretty privileged right there. That's a great thing. Mm-hmm. You got accepted in there. They didn't discriminate. Okay. They even let you park your car on campus. So this is not about the systemic racism. It's systemic excuses. We've talked about this over and over again. Why am I not getting mine? Well, because you want an excuse and you're blaming your skin color, which is pucky. Don't just sit there and nod at me.
It's true.
Yeah, you're cute. Hey, if your mailbox is anything like mine 90% of the time, it's a fairly depressing place. Political flyers, utility bills, unholy amounts of coupons, third-rate mail, but once a month, oh yeah, I get a reason to get stoked, and that's because my box of awesome from Bespoke Post comes in. Bespoke Post sends guys only the best stuff every single month, and no matter what you're into, Box of Awesome has you covered. From styling grooming goods to barware, cooking tools, outdoor gear, Box of Awesome has carefully built collections for every part of your life. To get started, I want you to take the quiz at boxofawesome.com. Your answers are going to help them pick the right Box of Awesome for you. It's customized, folks. You're going to love it. They release new boxes every single month across a ton of different categories, and it's free to sign up. You can skip a month. You can cancel anytime. Each box costs $45, but has over $70 worth of gear inside, and you can get 20% off your first monthly box when you sign up at boxofawesome.com and enter the code WATCHCHAD. WATCHCHAD, WATCHCHAD at the checkout. That's boxofawesome.com, code WATCHCHAD, 20% off your first box of awesome. Be right back. And let me go back and talk about that, the kid that put the notes on his car and stuff at Texas A&M. I'm not belittling the fact that idiots are out there. They're out there. Doesn't matter what the color skin is. They're idiots, right?
We've all seen it.
There's black idiots. There's white idiots. There's idiots. We've seen it. So I'm not belittling that. I'm not saying the things don't exist and they don't happen. You guys have got to really stop with that whole... Are you saying that it does? No, we're not saying that at all. We're saying exactly what we're saying. You need an excuse, too, to get pissed off. Like, what can I be offended by today? And you're searching so hard to try to argue with somebody. I mean, somebody needs to bust your ass is what needs to happen. I'm serious, man. Marry somebody. Get married. That's the problem. Got all these single people on here. They ain't got nobody to argue with. They can't get it out of their system, Steve Helms.
Come to my house. I'll argue the shit out of you.
It's fascinating to me how people can't joke either. Like, you know, that Wayfair thing, which if it's true, that's a horrible deal where they, you know, charging all this money for the Wayfair chests and they're saying, you know, they were shipping kids in it. Now, look, human trafficking exists. We've talked about it many times on this show. We're very serious. We do things. We're very proactive in that community, in that world of trying to fight that. But, you know, of course, I made an inappropriate joke the other day where I said I ordered a chest from Wayfair and it showed up. It was really, really heavy. I wish I could find a kid to help me move it. And look at you. See? Look at you now.
That was funny.
Well, I mean, but people can't joke about that kind of stuff. Right? Oh, my God, you're making light. This is dark. This is sick. This is disgusting. Okay. But I got you talking about it, didn't I? Because that's what I do. I use humor to get you talking about it.
And you back up. Taking care and helping fight this fight,
right,
too.
Right. You know, I mean, still.
So, do you know why they put the astronomical prices on those cabinets, though? Mm. They use it as a. They don't have them in stock, so they just put that astronomical price on there, and it holds it in place wherever it is on the interwebs for sale. Until it gets
I don't
back in stock.
Think Wayfair is shipping. Children in chests. Okay. No. Otherwise, I wouldn't, you know, we would be talking, having a completely different conversation. I think that's one of those things that people get caught up in the fantastical idea of that conspiracy and they jump into it when really and truly human trafficking is taking place right under your nose.
In like your
neighborhood. At the Motel 6.
In your neighborhood.
Yeah. It's right under your nose. So that's it's a tragic thing. And everybody wants some kind of, then a whole deal got to come out about Tom Hanks and about this and that. And you're going to see, there's people out there. You have so convinced yourself that Tom Hanks is some, you know, crazy person out there that you're going to get mad for me saying that I don't think he is. Right. I mean, whatever. whatever. Only God knows. And Steve Powell. If y'all knew what Party Foul did, there's a reason we call him that. Boris Johnson, y'all know Boris. I love Boris. Bojo, as I call him around the house. Bojo, British Prime Minister, he said, go back to work. That's what he told the country. Go back to work, and that's an order. All right. He says, I want people to go back to work as carefully as possible. It's very important that people should be going back to work if they can. Now, I think everybody's taking the stay at home if you can advice. I think now we should go back to work and work if you can. There you go. I think everybody does. There's this thing called herd immunity. Mm-hmm. We need it.
Mm-hmm.
Each is some dirt, spit in each other's mouth. Go back to work.
Agree.
I don't catch y'all for saying that. You can't joke about anything. Can't joke about anything. Did you see the Kenneth Copeland video, though, where he was blowing the wind of God?
No, I did not.
And he was blowing COVID-19 off of you? Weird dude, man. KC, that's weird.
You know
dude.
What, though? I bet he says the same thing about you. That's a weird dude.
Yeah. Well,
he don't know who Chad Prather is.
If he don't know. Oh, Ken does. Oh, Kenny does.
Ken knows who Chad Prather is.
Ken Copeland knows who. Let me tell you something. All them TV preachers know who I am. Oh, they know. Anyway, maybe you can get blown by Kenneth. California is going to release 8,000 prisoners to stop the spread of COVID-19. I'm a person that reasons himself to have some common sense.
Mm-hmm.
Like if it just doesn't smell right to me. This don't smell right to me.
It's a little weird.
You're going to release 8,000 prisoners.
You know
that's what? Bad enough.
Right.
That's bad enough. But in order to stop the spread of COVID-19, you got them isolated.
They're afraid it's going to get in there, and the state's going to have to cover the cost of it's a
well,
it's a money thing.
Well, I mean,
thing.
You know, only 1% die.
Yeah.
So, anyway, those actions are taken to provide for the health and safety of the incarcerated population and staff. Yeah, I don't know, man.
Only prisoners with less than a year remaining.
Is that the deal?
On their sentences. Those with violent rap sheets or convictions for sex crimes will be excluded from this program.
Okay, good.
That poor guy with 366 days left on his sentence.
Son of a... Darn the luck. I don't know, man.
Well, I'll only be 82.
I'm with you fellas. I'll only be 82.
Seek not the treasure.
Don't get me started on No Brother, Where Art Thou.
That's the best movie ever.
It's the best movie ever. Somebody asked me the other day about my favorite movie, and I was like, well, that's a difficult question because you got to break it down into categories. Comedy, yeah. Drama, mm-hmm. Action, you know, Black Lives Matter. Apparently, that's a category now.
It is.
I mean, Netflix. You know, Black Voices. But Oh Brother, Where Art Thou, no question about it, favorite comedy.
Oh, yeah.
It's ridiculous. Man on drugs arrested for biting a seagull after it tried to steal his Big Mac. This is news you can use
no, I get
and then
it.
Lose.
I get it.
Was he from Florida?
No, he was from England. Cornwall, oh, okay. England.
No, I get it.
Have you done the Google search where you go Florida man and put your birth date in? It's funny. You should
have
do
you
it.
Have you done the what's the Google search where you do whatever random number, three numbers together or four numbers together.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And then COVID-19.
I did do that.
And it comes up with a headline from somewhere.
Yeah.
Like any number you can put in there. It's a headline of how many people have contracted it. Just put it mm-hmm. in there. You can do three numbers together, any combination of numbers. I even did 666.
Mm-hmm.
And it gives you a headline, a legitimate headline.
Of course you did.
Of course Satan did. Has COVID.
Yeah, I mean, just any random number, and it's going to say, you know, COVID cases, whatever number COVID mm-hmm. cases, and it'll name a place. So anyway, this dude, apparently he was eating the McSeagull,
mm-hmm.
Which is way better than putting a frog between two pieces of bread and eating the McRibbit. La, la, la.
Gosh.
The feathers that'll get you. Yeah, he sunk his teeth into it for throwing it on the floor is what they said. And apparently officers saw the incident. I mean... If you're going to eat a bird,
mm-hmm.
Don't do it in front of city officials. Do it in private.
Well, it's the moment. He was stealing his Big Mac.
Would you ever be just that pissed off that you were like, damn it. This is weird, man. People are weird. Grab the bird and bit it. It flew off, though. You know what Steve did the other day?
This concert.
You know what Steve did?
I don't know what I did.
I'm going to tell him.
Nope.
It's so funny to me how Steve's suddenly gotten diplomacy, right? Like, he's scared that people are going to know anything about him. Everybody knows.
I don't care.
Steve's like, I don't know about this whole run for governor thing. I don't care what kind of stuff they dig up on you, but I'm a different story. Ain't nobody digging nothing up on you.
Like,
nobody digging nothing on you.
Well, I ain't running
cheating
for
on his spelling test in the second grade.
Yeah.
How'd you know?
I'm going to tell you what Steve did when we come back. But first, someone said, I couldn't believe we were being evicted from our home that we did not sell. That's what Deborah said. You remember Deborah? Deborah's got a story. She learned she was a victim of home title fraud, a devastating crime that can cost you your house. And title fraud is not covered by insurance or common identity theft services. The only folks to trust to protect your home's title is Home Title Lock. Cyber thieves discovered the titles to their homes that were kept online. They can do the same thing with yours. They will forge your name on the deed stating you sold your home and refile as the new owner. And in Deborah's case, well, she didn't know it because she had no idea that she was a victim until the eviction notice showed up. Home Title Lock puts a virtual barrier around your home's title. And the instant they detect tampering, they're going to mobilize to shut it down. First things first, I want you to go to HomeTitleLock.com today. I want you to register your address. See if you're already a victim and you don't even know it, like Deborah. Then I want you to use code CHAD, C-H-A-D, for 30 free days of protection. That's code CHAD. Go to HomeTitleLock.com. Don't go anywhere. I'm going to tell you what Steve did. Twitter bird.
Big Mac.
Chew its head off.
No, man. This is my precious Twitter bird. It was given to me by an internet troll. Steve, we went fishing a couple weeks ago. And when you got those croaker fish, you put them on the hook, you know, they're still alive, and you chunk them out there. And there's not a lot of weight, right? It'll pull them on down, but it's mostly you want them swimming. You throw them out there, and those seagulls are out there, right? And they'll dive down at your bait fish. And every now and then you catch a bird. And it'll take your bait fish and start to fly off, and it's got the hook, and it's got everything. Steve caught one. Like, Steve caught a bird, had to reel it in.
It was like a kite.
He had to reel it in, had to grab the bird.
No, I didn't grab it. The captain did.
Doug Stanford.
How do you grab a seagull?
Yeah.
It's like.
It wasn't Doug's first rodeo.
No.
Our buddy Doug Stanford, Captain Doug, piratesofthebay.com. Great. I'm ready to go fishing. Anyway, he grabbed it, and then he handed the bird to Steve, and Steve bit the head off like Ozzy Osbourne.
Yeah. Good. Yeah.
Those are nasty animals, man. I wouldn't bite one. Ain't nasty. Mm. But anyway, Steve actually caught the bird, you know, set the hook and everything. I think it got hung up like its foot or something.
I'm not sure because a couple of seconds he had it off and it was.
Yeah, the bird didn't get hooked.
Right back up and it's looking for you to do it again.
Yeah, the bird didn't get hooked, but it was scared shitless.
Yeah, I bet.
Yeah. I mean, it's a miracle there wasn't poop all over the boat. Anyway, that's enough
of
that.
From the bird?
Yeah, exactly.
I was having fun.
But anyway, he was on drugs and he bit the seagull after it tried to. Of course, he was on drugs. But I mean, you know. Yeah, well, anyway.
I do like a McDonald's Big Mac.
I'm glad that's the story you told.
Big Mac's my favorite thing.
It is. There's not enough of it.
No.
It's a small burger.
I get mine with extra sauce.
You like the special sauce?
Extra Mac sauce. It's messy. They told me at McDonald's a while back, and I still haven't done it. I said, if I want to put Mac sauce on anything you got, can you do that? And they're like, yeah, it's like an upcharge. And it's like, I got money.
Yeah. I'm going to do it.
Yeah.
Now you're just bragging.
Like on a cheeseburger or whatever, just put some Mac sauce on there. I like small foods. Like sliders.
Minis.
Like crystals or okay. I like small foods.
You do.
I like those big old giant burgers like that. I don't like that.
I like it.
You do?
Yes.
You like that?
Small sliders make his hands look big. That's what it is.
No, they don't. They're still small.
I like big food, but how do you think I put this ass on?
Damn, girl.
You know?
You got a bun on each side.
Yeah.
Somebody said the other day, they were like, we used to like Chad. He talked in the truck and stuff. Now we're done with him. I didn't know you were with me. I didn't know what we were doing together. I didn't know who you, I don't know.
What's the word on truck shopping?
Truck shopping?
Yeah.
You haven't heard.
I know.
You haven't heard.
I know.
There's a truck. We're back.
It's pretty.
Oh, it's a pretty truck.
She's pretty.
It's a pretty truck. Yeah. You heard through social media.
Nope.
Somebody told you.
Nope. I got people.
Yeah. That's Alan Ambrose.
Paul Thigpen. Told him.
Paul Thigpen, Ford and Chevrolet by day, Georgia. Boy, we just advertising for everybody today. I'll get a call from the executives. Well, whatever. Party pal, Steve. Yeah. Let's see. GOP voter registrations outpace the Democrats in swing states. That's a report that's out there. Mm-hmm. We'll see. Here's one we got, Candice. Ghislaine Maxwell, this whore. Once boasted she had video of two high-profile U.S. politicians along with other powerful figures having sex with underage girls. It's horrible. Claims a former jewel thief who described the disgraced socialite as a nymphomaniac. They gave her a paper gown, right, just in case they didn't want her to hang herself. So anyway, there's that. Steele, that's a reformed thief and author. God, I can't talk. Uses pseudonym William Steele, said he long suspected Jeffrey Epstein and Maxwell were abusing underage girls after meeting them in a jewelry store in Palm Beach. He claims that he once swiped computer disks from the couple and sent them to authorities, did not reveal the identities of the people he said he saw in the videos. Steele admitting having sex with Maxwell, noting she would do everything and anything in the bed, but he never touched anyone underage. He said, I was forced to watch their videos because they were trying to impress me. They wanted to convince me of their power and who they held in their grip. I saw videos of very powerful people, celebrities, world figures in those videos having sex, threesomes, even orgies with minors. Terrible stuff. I mean, these are the things we know, those things happened, right? Which that's why I go back to that whole Wayfair thing. We need to come off of the conspiracies and let's focus on the things that, I mean, this really happens. And it didn't end when Jeffrey Epstein didn't kill himself.
Mm-hmm.
It still goes on, these things. It's horrible. She said to me, according to Steele, Ghislaine said to me, she often thought she needed to do something about Epstein, telling me he's going to be the death of me. She said, adding she had an escape plan she called the Polanski plan after filmmaker Roman Polanski, who, of course, went to France after raping a 13-year-old girl in 1977. So she was going to go to France where she couldn't be expedited. It's terrible. Terrible, 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 terrible. Anyway, what do we do about these people? You know,
It's
craziness, Natalie. When you were a cheerleader with the Cowboys, did you guys have like some, and I mean, I know this is a different topic here, but did you guys have to travel with a lot of protection and stuff like that so that nobody was messing?
Yes. If we did an appearance, any venue that we went to, we had a driver, and then the venue always provided security for the cheerleaders while they were at the venue and until we got back in the car to head out.
Yeah. I stayed at a hotel last year when I did an event with Neil McCoy, year before last. And of course, Neil always has the cheerleaders out to do his East Texas Angels network. And then he's on the deal where he gets to judge who becomes cheerleader, right?
Yep.
Neil McCoy's a punk. Anyway.
I don't think so. He helped me make the squad. So
he's a punk. I heard Neil's getting a new truck too.
Oh, good.
Yeah. That could be a rumor. I don't know. But anyway, yeah, so I was wondering about that because, I mean, I stayed in a hotel with the girls. They had the bus, Cowboys cheerleaders bus, and they were super sweet, super professional, you know.
Yep. Did you see security?
No, I didn't.
Okay.
No, but that doesn't mean anything. I wasn't really paying attention to dudes in uniform, not when those girls were around. Beautiful girls. Mm-hmm. And I mean that inside and out. I mean, I'm not being crude, Steve. Not being crude.
I love them all.
Yeah, they were sweethearts.
Going back to the sex trafficking and doing the child, there is a special place. Because you asked, what do we do about it?
I don't get it. I don't understand it. I mean, I, and then there's a move to normalize that.
I've seen that.
You know, there is a move. But we've said that over and over again. Legalize this, legalize this, legalize this. It's one thing. Like, you love who you want to love, okay? Do that. As long as the people are two consenting adults. But when you start making it a movement, this is the danger of making anything a movement, because the movement's never enough. You never satisfy the quote movement, so you got to go one step further, one step deeper. Because now, in order to make certain things look normal, you have to make something that's really terrible normal too. Mm-hmm. And then you forget about this over here. Mm-hmm. I mean, do you understand what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Without me having to spell all that stuff out? Yeah, maybe. Anyway, you'll figure it out. We'll be right back. So Steve Bannon says that scientists that were in the Wuhan lab, they have defected. They're now working with U.S. intelligence agencies. Who knows what's going to come out of this whole thing, man? You ever just sit around and like, I think the government knows something we don't know?
Yeah.
Like, you just need to tell us.
Yeah.
Like, we'd be a lot more conducive to, you know, maybe doing some stuff that you're recommending, but you don't ever tell us. I don't know. Maybe our guts are going to liquefy and come out of our butts. I don't know. Schumer, Chuck, wants federal government to boost funding for schools to reopen. And then Betsy DeVos, our education secretary, she wants the students to return to class this fall. I know that makes some of you happy. There was a one-year-old boy who was shot at the New York City cookout. They shot three grown men. They just stopped the car, got out, and started shooting. The three guys, they are going to survive. Baby did not. And, of course, the Redskins have officially changed their name to the Elizabeth Warrens. It's fantastic. Mm-hmm. I want everybody to go to watchchad.com. That's where all the fun stuff is. I want you to come hang out with me in Tempe, Arizona. I wear socks. Party Foul Steve will be there. We'll be there this weekend.
I'm ready.
It'll be fun. I love the Phoenix area. And be praying. One of our teammates, team members, somebody that you know well, is having some medical issues today, and started late in the weekend. So be praying. And Party Foul Nation on YouTube, stevehelmsband.com. Mail it, go. Just do Villard Dirty Jobs. Two L's, Villard.
That's awesome.
Dirty Jobs. And then you need to see his, it wasn't a TED Talk. It was like a, was it a TED Talk about how the experts aren't always right? It's Mike Rowe. You'll love it. And he's referring to his experience at the Villard's Ranch there.
It's Melody.
Yeah. He calls you Melanie in the thing, knowing good and well it's Melody, and he knew he messed it up. So, peckerhead.
He has apologized. We're okay now.
Yeah, he apologized. Mike Rowe. Anyway. I love you guys. Thank you for watching. Leave us a rating and review. Go to blazetv.com/Chad. Don't forget, watchchad.com. It's where the fun stuff is. We'll talk to you next time. We love you. God bless. And bye.